When I say you're highly skilled, greatly anointed, called to fight for others, equipped to win, you may not have believed that about yourself. But it's time that we believe that about ourselves. Because what you have believed and what I believed and spoken over my life, that's what becomes my song. And whatever, there's family things, there's cultural things, there's all kinds of things that play into that. What becomes your song and your belief system. I am a poor wayfaring stranger. That's where I come from. I come from the mountains. I come from poverty. I come from hurt. I come from abuse. I come from drunkenness. I come from all the dark things that the enemy could impose upon a family for seven generations. Seven generations of redneck non-achievers. That's where I come from. And the belief system of the song within us all was the cry of what's been lost and the things that we'll never have and the hurt and the abandonment and the abuse and all that. It becomes a part of your song. I've just seen the rock of ages, Jacob's ladder hanging down. All of the sounds are the cry of the mountain cultures. High lonesome sound is where the sound comes from. It's called the high lonesome sound because it's a marriage between the bagpipes and the Irish fiddle. And it denotes the sound of loss, and it's also even the rise and fall of denotes the geography in which my people come from. And in the Appalachian Mountains where we come from, they bring the sound into the Cumberland River. The Cumberland, our land is named after a guy that ravaged our people. 1745, the Battle of Culloden, William Augustus, the Duke of Cumberland. William Augustus, Duke of Cumberland, slaughtered the Scottish Highlanders. It was called the Highland Clearances. Where did they go? They were run off of their land and all the hurt, loss. They go to Ireland. For 100 years, they married the Irish. Now you got the Scots-Irish.